Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you could do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, a recent study says that 98% of women prefer their men hunt and fish, so it gives them more time to clean. Sure it does. But what's really sad is that 50 years ago this was probably somewhat true. Most women hated when their partners go fishing and hunting because women don't have hobbies. And most of them see men having hobbies as a complete waste of time and money. Unless, of course, that hobby is also a business that makes cash on the side. That's the key to having women accept your hobbies. Up next, before the internet, India was seen as a mysterious place full of yogis and wisdom. But now everyone knows it's full of pollution, bad hygiene, scammers, and creepy guys that stare at women. Indians even swear that India wasn't filthy until the British arrived. So why didn't they clean it up after the British left? Even with a country that looks like this, many Indians arrive in the West and look down upon Westerners. India has a waste management problem, and even Gandhi brought this up. Maybe that's why they assassinated him. Number three, now they're just gaslighting us. No pun intended. Canada's inflation rate rose to 1.9% in August year over year, and it was lower than the previous month because of lower gas prices. Meanwhile, the price of gas went up 20%. But maybe the rate is lower because house prices have actually fallen 20% here in the last 2 years in Ontario. Everyone knows that CPI, or Consumer Price Index, is actually the CPI. They want you to hold on to your dollars so they lose value and you not buy assets to protect yourself. Moving on, this woman tells her man that the car is getting hot and she's wondering what to do. He tells her to tell the car she has a headache. Looks like he's tired of all her BS. Either that or he's making a joke and putting her in her place using frame. Maybe she could also tell the car that she's tired or feeling bloated and just isn't in the mood. But seriously, so many women are out there in relationships with men they settled for and have zero sexual attraction to. Number five, this woman's upset because Mega is getting people fired for dancing on Charlie Kirk's grave. She says Mega needs to get ready to pay for their unemployment and food stamps. She just proves that she doesn't understand how money works. The government will just print more money and hand it out to newly unemployed people, and that will create inflation. Since members of MAGA own more assets in general, they'll also profit as the value of those assets rise, thanks to that inflation. Get rich by getting the woke fired. Up next, Charlie Javis defrauded JP Morgan out of $175 million, and she tells the court that she wants to be released, and that she should be able to keep the money. She's Jewish and she stole the money from a Jewish bank. If you're Jewish and you steal from other Jews, then they'll usually use the law to punish you fully. She tried to get their sympathy by saying she had a Holocaust survivor grandmother. She's going to be sentenced and was found guilty. But what I want to know is who would trust her with that much money? Number 7, this woman sold her boyfriend's car, which was passed down from his parents to buy a Chanel bag. Remember guys, even if you aren't married yet, her money is her money, and your money is also her money. Look on the bright side though. She's just his girlfriend. Imagine the headache she would have caused if they were married. He dodged a bullet, and she could have ruined his life, and he could have lost a lot more than a used car with some sentimental value. Moving on, here's a post that doesn't have women acting badly. In fact, it doesn't have women acting at all. For 227 minutes, Lawrence of Arabia has zero women in speaking roles, and is the longest film without women talking. Another great film that didn't have any women in it was Master and Commander. In that one, there wasn't even a single woman on screen, let alone in a talking role. Both excellent suggestions if you're bored. Number 9, apparently Amber Turd and Charlie Sheen had a one-night stand, and she's now expecting twins, and they could take Charlie's last name. The children would be Sheen and not Heard. Badoom chick. That would have been a wonderful surprise, but obviously it's fake news. If she did get pregnant with this twin, she could probably name them AIDS and gonorrhea, on account of him giving those to her. Thank God she didn't have any kids with Depp. Up next are all leftists this nice. Joy Behr, one of the hosts from The View, says that she wouldn't give a dying friend a kidney if they supported Trump. But who cares who they voted for? They aren't really elections. More like selections, and both candidates will spend government money into a black hole. To be fair, I don't think that most of us would have actually given a friend a kidney. Family, yes, but it'd have to be a really close friend to do that. Number 11, this guy wonders why dating is like this. Why, if you sleep with a woman, you have to act like you don't care if it happens or not. It's quite simple, really. Women want to know that you're not thirsty and then you have optionality, and that they're not the only woman you have the option of banging. Women want to be wanted by men. but only if those men are wanted by other women. A high-value man doesn't care if he doesn't get laid by an individual woman because other women want him to. Moving on are furries mentally ill, or people just having some fun. Depends on how far people take it. If it's just a mascot costume you wear once or twice a year like Halloween, then it's okay. But if you're turned on by dressing up like a dog, then you've got some issues. Some of them actually identify as an animal and in some cases use a litter box. That's when you've crossed the line. Another group I think has mental illness are Disney adults. Those are rather weird. Number 13, in 1980, the FBI created a fake company and tried to bribe members of Congress. 25% of the Congress members accepted the bribes and were convicted. We need to bring this back and make politicians accountable to the people again. But this won't happen. The number of congressmen accepting bribes today would be a lot closer to 100%. They won't do it for the same reason they won't release the Epstein list, because it would collapse the government. Up next, all three of the main characters from Adolescence, the propaganda from Netflix, bringing attention to so-called toxic masculinity, receive Emmys for their performances. How come the people that always complain about cultural appropriation aren't complaining about this? That they got a white actor to play a black kid? Why is no one on the left complaining about the whitewashing? I guess they only complain when the content goes against their agenda. Number 15, women used to cry if people found out they weren't virgins. Now they upload their stats. Somehow I don't believe this one has only a body count of 7 at the age of 27. Who is she trying to fool that she's practically a virgin? These numbers are probably more like all the chads that she slept with that she actually wanted to commit to her. These days, many women have 50 bodies by the time they finish college. Chads say why buy that cow when they can get milked for free. Moving on, this Charlie Kirk mural has been defaced. So does that mean that all George Floyd murals are also fair game? Absolutely they should be, but they won't. Because people will set cities on fire if they get defaced. The left is evil doing this, and it's a mental disorder. Also, why is there a Free Palestine flag there as well? I think those on the right are intentionally putting up murals like this knowing that the left will deface them and make themselves look bad in the process. Number 17, it costs $740,000 to live in a glorified shipping container in Canada. And now the Canadian government wants more of them for the price of $3 million each, so they can rent them out as affordable housing. This one for $740,000 at least comes with 10 acres of land. The government ones are going to be built on government land, and they'll still cost four times more to build. This is the insanity of the Canadian housing market. Up next, this woman says that men's hard work isn't the key to their success. But instead it's because of the hard work by his wife that makes it possible for him to succeed, because she manages the kids in the home. Here we have a woman taking credit for men's accomplishments. What about successful single males? How will women take credit for their success? Most men can't begin to imagine how successful they would become if they hadn't have to deal with a wife on a daily basis. Number 19, this woman says that she's a manager of a legal brothel, and that she's not a pimp, but instead someone who empowers women. She just doesn't want to admit that women from Eastern Europe selling their wares in the West is not empowerment. I bet she also believes that Andrew Tate is a pimp and a human trafficker, but not her. You want to know how crazy this sounds? It's like me saying I'm a farmer that breeds cows and sends them to the slaughterhouse. I empower cows. Same vibe. Moving on, here are some more defaced murals. But why are they destroying the arena ones? Probably because they are envious of and despise her beauty as an attractive blonde white woman. I think another reason they deface it is because the right celebrated her. Also, that bridge where these murals are is famous for its graffiti art, and it gets painted over quite often. Usually not that quickly, though. Number 21, UN women sounded the alarm over online misogyny, rising thanks to the manosphere. This isn't about protecting women. It's about declaring war on men. Where have they been for the last 15 years of the manosphere? Besides, most manosphere channels are being heavily algorithmically demoted on YouTube, and their message has now become common sense. As usual, it looks like women are late to this party. The UN needs to be dismantled. Up next, this story is perfect. The Premier of the province of Ontario, Doug Ford, has been acting like a conservative in name only. He's what Americans call a rhino, or Republican in name only. And now a newspaper in Toronto is saying that the Liberal Party is looking for a new leader, and the Dougie boy here would be perfect. I remember Doug Ford telling everyone to stay indoors during the coup. Stay home, do not travel for the holidays. And immediately after that, he jumped on a private plane and flew to Florida, presumably to eat cherry cheesecake. Number 23, I used to like George Takei here, or Captain Sulu. Yet here he is saying that Trump has gone crackers, employing the same tactics as an old-timey Austrian painter to exploit Charlie Kirk's assassination. He's not a captain. He just plays one in one movie. As far as I'm concerned, Trump is just trying to keep the US from collapsing by lowering interest rates so the Treasury can refinance their debts. Under Kamala, America would have been going broke a lot sooner. Moving on, Noah says that if you think that Africa is overpopulated, you're wrong, and you should be grateful there'll be someone around to crew all those starships in the year 2300. Crew them maybe if they're on autopilot, but who will build them? Probably the Africans too, because they're skilled at such things. Just look at this guy and his wonderful African spaceship. This is taken deep inside a secret location in Wakanda. Number 25 in the last one, what the hell happened to her? It looks like her nose got circumcised. Either that or that's a new hairdo. I bet if she ever has any kids, they'll actually be in for a great big surprise. Regardless, I still think this money is well spent. I wouldn't want to look in the mirror either each day if I was sporting something that might be looking like it's on a toucan. Growing up, I knew a guy with a nose like that. He got the surgery, and so did his wife. I wonder what the kids will say one day. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.